took 15 darts, and not one of them hit the bullseye. I have to make excuses, I don't have my glasses on. Some of the darts are different weights, so that upsets you a bit. And whenever you get a bit close and the darts hit the other darts, they get sort of moved out of the way a wee bit. So plenty of excuses, but the reality is I'm just not Eric Bristow, not very good at darts. 15 darts and not one of them has hit the bullseye. Plenty of excuses, but not one dart on mark. You know, the old Westminster divines define sin this way. They say that sin is any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. The Bible defines sin as the transgression of God's law. The Bible also says that sin is whenever we go astray and we deviate from God's standard. Sin is whenever we fail to do the things that we ought to do. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And sin is unrighteousness. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. But Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God." It's falling short of God's standard of absolute perfection. It's like trying to hit the bullseye, but just never really hitting the bullseye. Always coming short, always missing the mark. And yet God's standard of entrance into heaven is absolute perfection. The Bible says concerning God's heaven, "Not that defileth shall enter in." James said, "Whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." It only takes one sin to separate us from God, and we are born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And even if we have the will and the resolve and the desire to please God all of the time, we would never be able to do it. The fact of the matter is, not only are we missing the mark, but we're even going in the wrong direction. It's like the dartboard should be over at the other side of the room. Sin is missing the mark. Sin is falling short of God's standard. And just one sin is enough to separate us from God forever. If we were to please God perfectly and earn rights to get into heaven, we would have to hit the bullseye every single time. Every thought, every word, every deed, every action, every step, every motive would have to hit the bullseye every single time. And that's virtually impossible to hit the bullseye for someone like me even once. But dear friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, fulfilled all righteousness. He was able to declare, "I do always those things that please him." Every single action, every single thought, every single word, every single deed hit the bullseye every single time. His life was absolutely sinless. He was born of a virgin. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost. He was the infinitely, eternally, and unchangeably holy God, manifest in the flesh, God and man together in one person. And the Bible says he did no sin, he knew no sin, he was without sin, and in him was no sin. The scripture says he was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. The scripture says he came to fulfill the law of God. The Bible says by one man's obedience, many were made righteous. And the lovely thing about the Christian gospel is not only that the Lord Jesus Christ paid the penalty for all of my sins and transgressions and my failure to hit the mark, but he also fulfilled the law perfectly for me. Secured for me a perfect righteousness by a sinless life. Secured for me an absolute and a complete pardon through his atoning death. And friends, that's the gospel. The life of Christ secures my righteousness. The death of Christ secures my pardon. The resurrection of Jesus Christ secures my justification. The intercession of Jesus Christ at the right hand of God assures my salvation, Hebrews 7:25. And the coming again of Jesus Christ secures my hope. and secures my heaven. Jesus Christ is all in all. And I trust today that you know him, that you'll give him your heart, and that you'll give him your life. May God bless you, and I'll maybe practice a few more darts here in just a moment. But thanks for joining us, friends. See you again next time. God bless you.